You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Pete Contadori. He's Chris Pavona. You're listening to the producers. Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm just trying to make sure you sound pretty under this beautiful, lovely bed.
Oh, well, the bed is very nice.
It's Sunday fun day.
There you go.
It's Sunday fun day. It's a matinee show.
I like that.
Curtains are up, baby.
There you go. Follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. If you want to join the fun, by give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-84-FNTSY. You can also follow me and Chris on Twitter. I'm at PJ Contadori 29, and Chris is at Chris underscore Bavona 48. Did
All
I get
right.
that right?
You got that correct. I think we're getting a
Only
hell
took
of
me
a lot
three
better
weeks.
At this.
Only took me 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Only weeks, man. You know what? I think I put yours on Facebook on mine, and I think I might have spelt it wrong.
That's okay.
So I'm going to go back.
You wouldn't be the first person to spell it wrong.
All right, whatever.
So if you guys haven't listened to the show before, anyone listening in, we are the producers. We work as producers here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, but also we have our own show now, Sundays 1 to 3. You can hear us live every Sunday 1 to 3. You can also catch our shows on Audio Boom on demand as well after the shows.
Ooh, speaking of which here, I think finally next week we will have our third host. We'll have our tri-captain.
Don,
yes.
Don's going to join us next
week. Yes, I believe it was the first 3 weeks that he couldn't do. And
we'll confirm that for you guys.
We're going to confirm that, but yeah, I think next week we should be three hosts deep.
That's great. We'll get the full crew. We've been working on just two hosts, but the third and final piece of this puzzle is Don Burns. So it'll be great to have him on the show. He's a big basketball fan, so I wish he was on it for this, but we have to kind of go on with having with this. The NBA All-Star Game, big buzz.
Whoa,
talking about that.
Whoa. Do you know how annoyed I am at just the NBA All-Star Game, at least the last 15 years?
Tell me.
Dude, I'm just going to put it this way. If you like the NBA All-Star Game, fine. If you really like seeing these guys lackadaisically just chucking the ball up, trying to throw nothing but alley-oops, fine. I find it beyond friggin' boring.
You can say that about a lot of All-Star games.
And you know what? In general, I think all the All-Star games
if
are pretty
boring. If
anyone
wants to watch it, it's tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. It's going to be in New Orleans. It's great,
cares.
Whatever. I think at some point these should be done away with permanently.
All-Star games?
I think the game itself.
But see, okay, let me ask you this question, because I feel the same way about the NBA All-Star Game, but I also feel it for all All-Star breaks except for the NHL, because that's the sport I love the most. So I'm biased. I like
you
watching the skills. I don't like watching the actual game. I like watching the skills part of it. The game,
I
could care less. So your favorite sport, do you watch the skills competition or version of it plus the All-Star Game, or you just said you're just doing the skills part of it?
Now I'm with you. One of my favorite sports to watch live has always been and will be hockey. Love watching. You know what? Actually,
my
funny
opinion
thing
is no comparison. Hockey is probably one of the best sports to see live.
I think. Well,
in my opinion,
it's not even that. Let's just talk about the All-Star Game. Let's talk about how the NHL does their All-Star Game. The game itself, compared to the NBA, compared to Major League Baseball, compared to the Pro Bowl.
Technically, it's multiple games.
Exactly.
They do it like a bracket.
Exactly. I love how they do that. I love that round-robin tournament where you have each guy from each division.
It's an all-day thing. You know, you're not sitting there for 3 hours. It's an all-day kind of thing. You sit there from 12 to, you know, 7, whatever it is.
Now, I have a question, actually, about the NHL.
Yeah.
Is there one player from each team represented?
Yes.
Okay, so
I don't understand. It should just be who deserves to be there.
I actually disagree with that. I think every team should have at least one All-Star representing their teams.
Look, I think
even
there should too, but
team.
I don't think it should be like a mandatory rule that hey, you need to represent, so throw us your best guy.
Well,
I think.
But here's the thing: I don't think it should be mandatory for these guys, for even the best of the best, to have to play in the games. If you get voted in, fine. But I think I think that's the other problem, though. Maybe a lot of these guys don't want to play in the All-Star game anymore. Maybe they want to rest. Maybe they just want to be judges for the skills competitions. Maybe that should be part of it. Maybe LeBron James shouldn't be playing in the actual game. Maybe have him be a coach. I think that would be a lot more interesting. Maybe the two top vote
have like a celebrity or
I would
coaching
say,
kind of role.
I would say maybe the top two vote getters. So I think this year it was probably...
Yeah, but
it was
people
like,
are not going to watch LeBron James coach. They want to watch LeBron James play in the All-Star game.
I don't know about that. I think...
Do you think that you're going to be hearing millions of tweets and people going, oh, I cannot wait for LeBron James to coach this game and do nothing and sit there on the bench yelling at the ref?
Actually, yes.
You think?
I mean, how many people are getting so excited to LeBron... bashing his own teammates.
Okay, yes. LeBron is LeBron. The people are going to be excited for him. Let's not use LeBron. Okay. Let's say if they, which this is, I'm only using him because he's a part of the Knicks organization, Melo. Let's just say Melo was picked. Let's just say in a faraway universe, he was picked
He is going to be in the All-Star game.
He is. He's replacing who? He's replacing someone.
He's replacing the guy that there's been a lot of trade talk between the two of them, Kevin Love. He's injured. He's out for the next.
He didn't make it
weeks.
Originally. He's replacing someone to get in, which kind of
no.
Well, anyway, so let's just say out of the stretch of the imagination that he becomes the top two. Let's say
vote getter.
Yeah, there you go. Do you think that Knicks fans are going? I can't wait to watch Melo coach.
Well, here's the problem. I think most Knicks fans are going. Would not
we don't want
say,
to watch the games to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, we don't want to watch the games. But at the same time, you're putting these guys in a different position. You're putting them
yeah,
in that position.
I get it. I guess because I'm not a big NBA fan, I'm really not understanding. I just know, let's say it was the NHL, I wouldn't want to see Ryan McDonagh coach. I want to see him play.
But I don't know about that. I think that would be interesting.
It'd be interesting.
Why
don't
not
get me
have
wrong,
Henrik,
it'd be interesting.
Why not have Henrik or Alex Ovechkin coaching? Or actually, you know what? I'd even be good with having a player coach idea. Where they're
going back to slap shot now.
Going back, yeah, exactly. Going back slap to slap shot.
Days.
Going back to old school. Going back to the
quote unquote
blonde hockey. Oh wow, that's right. Yeah. Slap shot did just turn 40.
Anyway, back to the NBA. So this is a question that we were kind of talking about too. We have it in our notes here. Should the NBA All-Star game count towards the finals like the Major League Baseball?
I would like to see this, but it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I think it's also because when it comes to the NBA, and it's been like this, I think, for the past, I'm going to say, 20 years, it's usually three great teams and then everybody else. Now, the reason why I say it's not going to happen with the NBA All-Star game, I just don't see the NBA doing that. I really can't.
NHL doesn't.
No, the NHL, and actually the only ones that did do it was the MLB, and I think they scrapped that again.
They might have
scrapped that, and I really like that because at least it gives these guys something to play for, especially the guys that are on the first and second place teams, the wild card teams. Even if you're an eighth seed in the NBA, if you're playing for that home court advantage, that home field advantage in the finals, I mean, why not? It'll at least make it a little bit more interesting. Do you know the last All-Star game, out of all All-Star games, that I watched from beginning to end, Pete?
I don't know. How would I know this?
This is, well, you're going to find out something about me. 2003, the NBA All-Star game. Michael Jordan's final All-Star game. I watched that from beginning to end, and that was the last time I felt riveted. I felt excited for an All-Star game. That's it.
So that's a while ago.
That's a long time ago.
It's a little
and a
while
lot,
ago.
And there's been a lot of fun. I'm going to call them fun because that's really what the NBA All-Star game is. It's more about the fun. It's really
all
not
the
about
All-Star
the
game should be about fun.
Yeah, it should be. But I like having keep the competitive edge, even just a little bit. Because my other problem with the NBA All-Star game is I feel like these guys don't want to play specifically because they don't want to injure themselves. So when you see these guys playing in the All-Star game, they're kind of just like lackadaisical.
Yeah.
And again, I just see like how many times am I going to see probably like a football pass from, I don't know, maybe Kyrie to LeBron tonight. They're going to try it. They're absolutely going to try it. That's what the All-Star game is
for. But, I mean,
for.
Do you... as much as I agree with you, it should be competitive, should be fun to watch, not like, oh, they're just having fun, whatever, this is boring for me because they're not even taking it seriously. I get that, and I agree. But,
right.
but do you think, especially with teams that are in the position of winning right now, their all-star get, like, don't you think as the all-star, you would say, you know what, I really don't want to get hurt trying to play a game that doesn't matter?
Right.
And I understand that's where you bring in the point of, oh, well, we should make it matter. But then you start having people going and getting injured probably in the All-Star game, and it changes everything. Now, it is what it is. People get injured during the regular season anyway. It's not, you know, what's one game going to do? You know, if he was going to get injured in the All-Star game, he may get injured the next game after. You never know. But I don't know. I just feel like it's not worth it to the players to just go out there, possibly injure themselves, and then get themselves out of the running for a possible playoff spot.
Well, the injuries are going to happen no matter what.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but still.
It's going to happen.
They're trying to avoid anything extra, like an all-star game. They figure, well, it's an all-star game. Why should I
Well, you
got to
think of it this way, Pete. If you get picked for the all-star game, you get a bonus. Like, kind of.
That's always
nice. I want to see these guys kind of earn those bonuses. You know, not only that, actually, you know, I was kind of thinking of it as we've been talking, because we really haven't talked about the skills competition, and I did get to watch a few of the skills challenges last night. Kristaps Porzingis, I believe he won the full on skills competition. I didn't catch the dunk contest, which I'm actually upset with myself because that is the most fun.
I saw one guy.
Contest, yeah,
I didn't get to see the player because I just saw a quick highlight of it. I saw there was a drone involved in one of them.
Yep. Well,
that's ridiculous.
Drones are just becoming a part of our lives, and it's really scaring me. It's really
first strikeout zones
me.
Are a computer, and now drones are dropping basketballs for dunks.
I told you we're going to be taken over by Terminators probably in the next 10 years.
Yeah, pitch counting basketball dropping drone Terminators.
Could you imagine having umpires be like the T-1000s and the T-2000s? That would be so scary. Like.
Listen, it would make baseball more enjoyable for me because I cannot watch that sport at all. As much as I respect it, and as much as I'm a baseball fan, you know,
love to see Bryce Harper.
I just don't
trying to argue with a T-1000 as an umpire. You're going to call me that's a ball? You're going to question my. You're going to
so
question
all
me.
They're all Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, of course, they're all Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I just want to make
no
sure.
Way you cannot have Terminators as referees and umpires.
I just
want
to make sure.
Unless they all have a voiceover by Arnold. You cannot have it any other way.
So really quick before we go to break, this question also came up. You know, this happened with the Pro Bowl. Now this happened with the NBA All-Star Game. Do you think that all All-Star Games in general should have one kind of neutral location?
I would actually like to see that. I would like to see that more.
Neutral. It doesn't have to be in a certain city. Like, I know the Pro Bowl used to be in Hawaii.
Yep.
And there's no NFL teams.
Yeah, now it's in Orlando for some reason. I'm not against Orlando. Don't get me wrong. I will go to, you know, if I'm going to a Pro Bowl, I'm going to take my time and
but
go to Disney
Let's put it in a neutral location and just keep it there for consistency's sake.
How many times have we been hearing about, oh, Las Vegas wants football?
Well, they got hockey.
They got their hockey team, yes. But they want football. I've been hearing it way too much. They want football. They want the Raiders. They want the Chargers. It's mostly been the Raiders. But you know what? I would even give them the Super Bowl.
Why not?
Why not? It's the old. How many prop bets do we come up with a couple weeks ago, Pete? Way too many. Could you imagine how many more there would be if the game was in Vegas?
It'd be one-stop shopping. You go and bet across the street, and then you go to the
Super
Bowl.
You already get some of the biggest fights in Vegas. Why not get one of the biggest damn games on the planet?
I agree. It's probably because of the facility-wise. They have to build a facility for it, and I guess they figure, well, we should at least have a team so
it's
we can fund.
It's the desert. You're going to tell me there's no room to...
No, I'm not saying the room. I'm talking about the money financially.
Yeah, of course.
If you have a stadium that's used once a year, it's not worth it. So that's probably why they say, all right, let's get an actual football team here so we can have the Super Bowl here. But
I mean, I guess the other place I'd want to put the
Super Bowl, I'd rather
want to keep it is Texas because Texas is football there.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd rather have the Super Bowl move around. I kind of like that idea.
The All-Star games, I think
should be in like a central location because it's you're culminating the entire league.
Yeah,
it's not just two separate teams, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I think the NBA should think that out. And you know something? Now that now that Vegas has their hockey team, I wouldn't mind keeping the NHL All-Star Game in Vegas.
Why not?
Do all the All-Star games in Vegas.
Do it. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about more kind of stadiums and kind of what we think of them. And, yeah, you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the producers. Come back with us. Welcome back to the producers here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As always, Pete Considori here with Chris Bavona. Follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. Call up if you have anything to say. Join the fun, 844-843-6879. That's 844-84-FNTSY. Talk to us about the All-Star game.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm about to tell you, please do not take the, do not take this offensively. Oh, I'm actually cannot wait to get Don back. Only because, like, I want to hear what he thinks about the – for the guy who's, like, the huge basketball fan, I want to see what he thinks about the NBA All-Star game.
I agree. He's the NBA guy.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he's – I hope he's with me on it that, like, the NBA All-Star game is just boring. And really, it's just so that we – it's just so that they can fill up these arenas.
Yeah. The producers here live from Rock and Riley's. I have to say the setup here is amazing. I'm watching the Ranger game on one screen. And
wow,
like,
do I hate you right now. What's the score?
It's 1-0 Rangers.
Yeah. Oh, we're playing Washington. Good.
Yes. And on the other screen, I got pro bowling.
Pro bowling?
Yeah.
Wow, we really...
It's so intense that they only have two lanes in the entire... Like, it's just two lanes built with, like, stands behind it. It's great.
Is one of the bowlers by chance Ernie McCracken?
No, I don't think so. But if they're using a bowling ball with a rose frozen in it, then we'll... We'll have to have a long talk about these choices.
I found that bowling ball prop on eBay once. Do you know how much it went for? It was like $6,000.
Yeah, that's money I don't want to spend on that. Or
yeah, seriously,
don't even have.
If I'm going to buy that ball, I want to use it. I'm not going to spend $6,000 on a bowling ball like that and try.
It's
got to
be fully functional, and it better get me a strike every time I throw it for six grand. Anyway, so we were talking about this segment a little bit before the show. And we came up with an idea, and to preface this segment, we came across this article on CBS about the All-Star game being moved from Charlotte to New Orleans because of a bathroom bill. Same thing with Texas is trying to make the same bill, and the NFL is kind of already saying, you know, they won't play and all this stuff. So if you want, go look at the article yourself and the bathroom bill.
Well, Pete, before I'm just going to kind of explain a little bit more. Last year, Charlotte was prime to have their, I believe it was their first NBA All-Star game in ages. You know, the Hornets were back as the franchise. There was a lot of buzz in the city, no pun intended. And also Charlotte in general, it's one of those up-and-coming cities in the United States. Then the conservative side got a little bit weird with this bathroom bill. So the NBA got upset about it, and they decided to move the game from Charlotte to New Orleans. Now, Texas is trying to do the same bill that North Carolina is doing, and now the NFL is getting involved in it as well, because now the NBA is saying, we won't have All-Star games there. The NFL is going to follow suit. Watch out for the NCAA. They might want to follow suit in this.
Right.
We're not taking political sides. This is a little too complicated for us.
Yeah, so...
But we came up with an idea.
Right. When I saw this article, I came up with the idea, you know, we all have gone to sports games, and we all like the bathrooms to be a little bit better.
Are you kidding me?
This kind of just sparked an idea. Not to discredit this bill at all, or disrespect it, or saying there's no seriousness in it. This is a totally separate thing that just popped into my mind that I'm saying right now. How can we make the bathrooms better at the games?
Agreed.
So my idea was cup holders.
Wow, cup holders.
So now let me explain.
Oh yes, please.
Everyone likes to enjoy a cold beverage. Could be an adult beverage.
Say beer.
Well, I was trying to be nice. they want to use the restroom.
Pete,
either you
talking
have
about being nice, if you listen to Out of Bounds, there's no such thing as nice.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
They're nice guys, though.
Oh, they're nice guys. I'm just saying that they were each other.
You have a cold beer or a cold soda, let's say, and you have to use the bathroom, but you have no one to hold it, or you feel bad asking your girlfriend or wife or friend, hey, hold my beer, hold this while I use the bathroom. Cup holders.
Yeah.
Have one at every stall, every urinal.
Okay.
And you just put your cup down. But now, there's cup holder etiquette. You cannot leave your drink there. You got to take your drink with you so the cup holder is available for the next person to utilize that cup holder.
Hmm. Now, my problem with this is that, well, one, I can't see anybody forgetting their beer in the cup holder.
You never know. I'm just saying it's
You're
etiquette.
Right.
It's part of the etiquette. I'm not saying that it's going to happen.
Well,
because you want that beverage.
I have another idea to make our bathrooms, at least our bathroom experience at arenas, a little bit better. Now, if you go down to Rockin' Riley's and you use the bathrooms there, I don't know what the women's bathroom looks like. I'm not going to find out. I'm not going to try and do that because probably
know.
By next week I wouldn't have a job. Probably by tomorrow I wouldn't have a
You'd
job.
You'd probably be in jail.
If I did that, and no, I'm not going to. But in the men's bathrooms, there are fully doored stalls. Pete, do you know how much I love that?
It's a full level of privacy.
It is such a full level of privacy. And I don't care how many stalls there are in there. I love it. I love having all that. I just love having that just privacy, especially
But you know what would make
I
that privacy better?
Arena.
A cup holder.
Okay. Give me the cup holder.
And the privacy.
Give me the bathroom stall. Give me the. Honestly, though, if it was between a full bathroom stall and a cup holder, I would rather have the full stall. I would really rather have that full stall.
But where are you going to put your drink?
Here's okay. Yankee Stadium only just did this for their new stadium. There are cup holders in every single seat. Every seat. Doesn't matter where you are, you have a cup holder.
That is correct.
That's correct. The next thing is this. My problem with the cup holder is this. When you're going to use the bathroom, you extract certain chemicals from your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a lid on that cup, those chemicals, whether it's ammonia, whatever, those get into the air and into your cup.
Okay.
Do you
we'll
really want to be drinking that?
We'll put tops on the. It's like a little compartment.
Yeah, you get
now,
the tops.
Now it's not just the cup part of it. It's like a whole compartment where you can seal your drink in for sanitary. But that's just it.
Then people are going to completely forget about their drinks, especially if they're drunk.
It'll be clear. You can see through it.
I don't. Yeah, but they might not want to pay.
It's a good idea, Chris.
Maybe it's a little too expensive.
It's going to happen.
I'm not fighting you. I'm just trying to figure out if this would actually work because I'm thinking of myself here about
it's going to happen. Someone's going to hear this.
See, like, I used...
And they're going to add cup holders.
Here's the thing. I used to be, like, party central at games. Now that I'm getting older, I can still get a little riled up at a hockey game. But, you know, especially at a baseball game, I get very laid back and I chill out. I won't, like, have, like, six or seven beers. I'll have, like, two.
You're more conservative.
I'm a little more conservative. I just want to... Honestly, when it comes to a baseball game specifically, I just want to lay back... Kick back, watch like a game, especially on like a nice, beautiful day. Today would actually sadly be a really good day for a baseball game. It's 60 degrees out. Oh my God.
For those of you that don't know New York weather, it's kind of all over the place. 64 degrees right now in Manhattan.
Yeah. And
it's February 19th.
A few days ago, Valentine's Day, I think it was 42 degrees.
Yeah.
The day before, I think it was snowing.
And 42
and
degrees in February is actually considered warm.
Yeah. It's so. Considered warm, and global warming's not real at all. But anyways, back to our bathroom situations. For all the money that all these new arenas, whether it be Yankee Stadium, the Citi Field, the renovations in Madison Square Garden, or any of the new arenas across the country, and I'm going to specifically talk about Jerry World. I think it's AT&T Stadium now. It used to be Cowboys Stadium. Then they got...
It's AT&T.
It is AT&T Stadium. Now, that stadium is probably the highest of technology.
It's state of the art.
State of the art. Thank you. Yes.
You're a man of many words.
I know. I was actually having that conversation with my girlfriend, and she just goes to me. She's like, "Why don't you read more?"
Yeah, that's nice.
I read the news.
That's great.
Listen, I keep up on the news. I keep up.
It's
going to
be our new slogan. We read more.
We like to read.
The producers on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, we read.
Yep, exactly. But for how state-of-the-art these arenas are and these stadiums, it seems to me that really when I go into the bathrooms, they only just look a little bit cleaner. They don't really look different. They don't really...
There hasn't been many technological advances in the bathroom department.
No, there really hasn't. And I mean,
can't blame the stadiums on that. That's just kind of no one's sitting there going, "How can we improve?"
No, but
the toilet?
You know what? You can blame the stadiums. Actually, you can blame the funding for the stadiums. You would think that what was it? I think Yankee Stadium cost a little bit over $1 billion to fix. It might have been even more than that. I can only imagine what AT&T Stadium cost. You're
going to
tell me that you can't come up with our ideas to put cup holders in the stalls or just give us those full doors?
No.
And you know something?
You can come up with that.
It helps out just a little bit with these bills. We're not getting into it politically, but I think if we can get full-on stalls, one, they become unisex, so anyone can really use them. Two, you get your ultimate privacy. And then three, like I said, the unisex, you do like you see at some clubs where you have the two bathrooms, you have the men's and the women's, but they all converge to use the sink together. If using the sink with a person of the opposite sex is a problem to you, I'm sorry, then you've got a lot more issues than just men and women here. So I would like to. I think that would just make it at least a little bit more private and a little bit more comfortable. At least for a stadium goer like myself.
There you go.
Yeah, that's about it.
Our bathroom segment.
I have one more thing before we go to break.
Never mind.
Thing I want to talk about.
We're still on the bathroom segment.
it is still because I want to know, and this is, I'm only going to get just a teensy bit gross. Have you ever seen these commercials for the squatty potty?
No, and I don't want to.
Well, listen, I don't mind going a little taboo on these things. And actually, for what we do, we're on radio.
Don't.
No, but we're on radio.
Please don't.
No. I'm not getting too disgusting because this is something I think.
I'm begging you, Chris.
That the NFL. Well, it's the NFL. I think all these sports. I think they should become like the. Maybe they should try and find out about this product a little bit more. It's a spray. You put in the toilet. You do your business. Instead of a very horrible smell coming from your body, you get these beautiful potpourri smells.
Lovely.
I think every damn stadium should find out about Unicorn Gold. I swear to God, Pete, if you were like me, I get embarrassed.
Did you come up with that name?
No, I didn't.
Oh, jeez, thank God.
No. Are you kidding me?
If you're coming up with these names, I'm going to cut you off.
Well, there's another company that calls themselves Poopery. Watch the commercials. I swear they're hysterical.
You know what? I'll take your word for it. I don't think I'm going to be watching any commercials. But,
no, give yourself some time. Sit down. Watch it. You'll laugh. I promise you. Go on YouTube. Just type in Poopery.
I'll do it after the show.
Okay, good.
But I can't even talk now. When we come back from the break, we're going to go back to the NBA. We're going to start talking trade deadline, and we'll get into a little bit of the baseball injuries that are also moving around the league. You're listening to the producers here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome back to the producers. I'm Pete Considori. He's Chris Pavona. You're listening to us live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Pete, the most fun about the one fun thing about working down here while you're up there. See, I can see whatever you're doing.
So you saw that I didn't have my mic on?
Not only did I see that you had your mic on, you definitely look like you were absolutely into the Ranger game.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Rangers are still winning 1-0.
Oh, thank God.
If anyone needs the update for the Ranger game. And the bowling, I'm telling you, it's getting intense.
Really?
It's getting pretty intense.
Bowling, you know something? I love bowling in general. And I'm one of those guys, when I go bowling, I can get pretty competitive.
Especially as
the beers keep coming and going.
Since we were talking about bathrooms in the last segment, I just have a quick question for you. Have you ever been...
Would you like some Unicorn Gold?
No, I think I can get you some. That's quite all right. Have you ever feared that when you're washing your hands in the Rock and Riley's bathroom that someone's going to open the door and hit you in the back of the head?
Because
the sinks are set up that if you're in the middle sink or the sink closest to the wall, that door just swings open and can catch you at any moment.
Yeah, there's another problem I have with the bathrooms here at Rock and Riley's. Well, one, if one of us has to use the bathroom right now, like you have to go out of the studio, downstairs, go in, go up, come back. Me, I have to go up the stairs, down the stairs, back up, and back down. I mean, I get a workout just having to go pee. What? That's not supposed to be, right?
I mean, it saves you some gym time.
I just realized I rhymed that.
Good job. NBA trade deadline's coming up. It's this Thursday, I think.
Talk about our segues, huh?
Yeah. It's this Thursday or this week?
Yes. The 23rd is going to be the NBA trade deadline. I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen. I don't think much, though, but let's take a look at some of this then.
Yeah, why don't you go over the trades?
So one of the big trades that happened this past week, Serge Ibaka was traded from Orlando to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was the main guy involved was Toronto's Terrence Ross. And my question is this, because Ibaka is obviously, he's a game changer. He's not the perennial all-star. He's not on that top tier. He's probably one of the top 30 guys in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider him one of the best big men in the game, just all around game. With the injury to Kevin Love, the issues with Cleveland go a little bit further than just one injury to one player. You know, when you got LeBron ripping apart his teammates, even though they're in first place, I don't think they're as big of contenders now. And now with this move of Ibaka to Toronto, now you've got Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, and Serge Ibaka. I think it's Serge Ibaka, excuse me. Are they the biggest East contenders right now? Because I think so.
They might be.
I think...
You added a guy like Serge Ibaka. I mean, he's what, three-time defensive player?
Exactly.
Of the year? Yeah, three-time
exactly.
All defensive.
He's going to clog that middle that Toronto didn't have last year when they were in the conference finals.
He's going back to his number 9.
Yep.
So he was number 7 in the Orlando Magic. I don't know if that threw him
off. It's so weird how guys can get so crazy about jersey numbers.
I can understand that, though. I have a little bit of OCD, so if I had a different jersey number
really?
Than I'm used to, it would throw me off.
Well, what's your number?
29.
That's your hockey number?
Yeah.
Hmm. So usually hockey players have like the higher numbers,
like 76 and
76.
Gretzky 99.
Yeah, Gretzky's 99.
I want someone to wear 100. I want to see if they can do that.
I want to see, I want to see that happen in any sport. I want to see like either, oh God, I have a feeling when that's going to happen. It's going to happen in like the next like 15 years, and it's going to be with the Yankees. I think the Yankees are going to be the first team to have triple-digit numbers.
Well, if they keep retiring numbers,
exactly.
They're going to have to. Or they can go, like I said, the other way, negative numbers.
Yeah.
I would love to see a negative one.
Well.
Anyway, back to Serge Ibaka.
I don't know about that. You know what? I would rather see a triple zero before I see a negative number. Because that would sound really stupid. That just looks stupid.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It would be funny.
Personally, I'm a big fan of like the double zeros. So like so that makes me like a big Robert Parrish fan. He was one of my favorite guys. I do think though that Ibaka does vault the Raptors as definitely one of the top contenders to take down Cleveland.
It definitely adds, like I said about the defense player, it definitely adds defense. I mean, his numbers
absolutely.
Are not like they were back in 2012 and 2013 where he had 3.7 blocks
guy.
Per game.
Yeah, he doesn't really have to be that guy.
No, but
and on offense,
still.
He doesn't have to do much. He just really has to be at least okay on pick and rolls, maybe be able to pass the ball out to DeRozan, pass it out to Lowry. You got Damari Carroll there. He can hit his threes. Something about Toronto, I'm not going to be surprised if I can go back to this show and say that the Toronto Raptors are going to represent the Eastern Conference. I think they're going to be the first Canadian team to represent the NBA, at least the NBA East, in the NBA Finals.
Who in the NBA East would be against them?
The only other teams I can...
Competing against them, really.
Not many. The Celtics, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But they have defensive lapses. Toronto has blown them out.
So my question, I guess, is which NBA team are you looking for to be the biggest contender against the Raptors?
Well, it's going to be... Well, besides Cleveland?
Yeah, of course.
Nobody, really. Nobody. You're going to tell me... I mean... I'm going to take a look at these.
So do you think then, because this was also kind of like the Tom Brady discussion back in the back before the Super Bowl, that he had an easy kind of run to the playoffs. I mean,
yeah.
Who did he face? What kind of quarterback did he face? But so do you think that the Raptors with this kind of stacked team, do you really think it's because that Serge Ibaka was added or because there really is no one else they're playing against in the East?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, looking through 1 through 8 in the Eastern Conference right now, It's Cleveland, Boston, the Wizards, Toronto's four, Atlanta, the Pacers, and the Bulls, with the Pistons rounding it out, and Milwaukee right on their heels. And your number eight seed is 27-30. This is a trend in the Eastern Conference, and it's been a trend like this in the NBA. In the NBA East, I think at least since 2001. I don't remember the last time that an eight seed was no better than just a little bit under 500. Meanwhile, in the West, I mean, the Western Conference, how bad is it? Well, actually, it's about the same because the Nuggets are in the eighth spot, and they're 25-31. So there's a really big, but there's also a big jump between the number eight seed and then one through seven, where Oklahoma City is at 32-25. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference, and that's just how it's been for the NBA. So back to the Raptors, I can't see this being. I can absolutely say this. I'm almost going to guarantee they win the Eastern Conference this year. I think they're going to vault over
Boston. You heard it here by Chris.
I think Toronto wins they're definitely winning the Atlantic Division. They're absolutely winning the Atlantic. I don't think Boston's going to be able to hold off unless they make some moves. Boston has plenty of pieces. There are plenty of guys that they could get. If I'm Boston, I might be looking at getting Jahlil Okafor and trading one of my first round picks. They have a plethora of assets that they don't really need. So if Boston wants to keep up in the Atlantic, make a move, go out, maybe go get Jahlil Okafor, maybe talk to the Knicks, maybe see if Carmelo Anthony wants to go there.
Well, actually, it's funny that you bring up Melo. So when you're done with that point, let's talk about Melo and his trade stuff.
Sure. Really, that I think that's mostly my that's my thought on the Celtics. I want to see them. They should make a move. I'm sure that they will. But until then, I think this Ibaka move vaults Toronto to at least put up a better show against Cleveland, if not beat them.
Yeah. Absolutely. So now we're talking about the East. Let's talk about Carmelo Anthony.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, sorry. So Carmelo Anthony, he has a no trade clause. Does he waive it? That's one of the big questions here. And if he does waive it, does he go to the Cavs if they want to part ways with Kevin Love? I know the Clippers, I think, if they, you know, if Griffin, I think, was on the table at one point. I mean, where do you think, if he does waive this no trade clause, if he goes anywhere, where do you think he winds up if he goes anywhere?
I think the issue is, you know, Melo's all about pride, and especially the way he ended up in New York, kind of forcing his way out of Denver. He's going to stay with the Knicks. I think in the end, he's going to stay with the Knicks at least until his trade deadline. At least until the end of the season. What happens after the end of the season? That's a really good question. I do not think he's going to waive his no trade clause this year, because even though he's getting up there, he's my age. We're both going to be 33 by the end of the year, me in a couple of months. I can see Melo wanting to stick it out at least this year, because for how bad they've been, they're still only four or five games out of the eighth seed. And there's no reason why they can't at least give a little bit of a headache to the Pistons, the Bulls, who they've beaten, and they've beaten, you know, pretty soundly. The Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to get into the playoffs. I think they're probably going to, you know, make some noise. Melo, this is just getting weird with Melo, because he is getting older, and I want to see him be on a team where he can be Olympic Melo. I've spoken about this. I want to see Olympic Melo in the NBA, where he doesn't have to worry about being the man, where all he really has to do is just hang around the perimeter.
Yeah, I feel like there's always been this kind of pressure on him. As much as I disagree with it, because, you know, you're playing a professional sport, play the game as a team, just play. But I feel like he has felt this unnecessary pressure.
That's not the type of guy Melo is.
Right,
that's
he feels this unnecessary pressure that he needs to be the guy because, you know, I don't know if he thinks that there's no one on the team that can step up, or if he just always has this feeling that he needs to be the one that makes the big plays. So,
well, there's a big reason why LeBron can rip on his teammates, because he's one of those guys. He can do everything. He is that Magic. I always compare LeBron to Magic Johnson. Everybody wants to compare him to Michael Jordan. No. LeBron is Magic Johnson 2.0. If anything, he's a better version of Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson was what you call those point forwards. That's LeBron. He can run a game. He can run the game himself. Melo cannot do that. Melo is a shooter. Melo can rebound every once in a while. He's a terrible defender. We don't even have to explain that.
I'm sorry. I've been watching the Knicks for a while. I don't think any of them are good defenders.
No, they're not.
I just think the coaching is not defensive enough. I think it's more, hey, just let's try to score as many points as we can, because we're still probably going to lose anyway.
Talking about unicorn gold, I feel so bad for KP. He really is surrounded by crap.
Yeah, well.
Well, very unfortunate. Really unfortunate. I hope if there's a team that Melo could go to that I think he'd do really well with, I know he won't go to the Celtics, but he would do really well with the Celtics. Clippers aren't going to happen unless Blake Griffin is involved in that trade. So, no, that's not happening. There is one more team that I'd like to see him at least, I would certainly question, the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, there you go.
I think, you know what, they're in second.
That's definitely a team he can look to.
That is, and also I just find
he can fit there too.
Well, there's a reason why. I have respect for the Spurs organization. I think that they are just absolute champion. They are a champion caliber franchise. You want to model your franchise, your sports franchise. You look at the Spurs from 1999 to today. Hands down, I don't find any better. I don't find any better franchise. And I could even say they're better than the Patriots. I'm just saying it.
Wow.
They might be boring, but they are always, always considered a champion contender for like the last decade and a half. How do you not answer that? Yeah, the Patriots are there as well. They also have had one or two where, actually, no, you know what? I apologize for that. Spurs, Patriots, right on the same level.
There you go. We fixed that real quick. If anyone cares
to
know.
Before I go on Twitter and people yelling at me, like, how can you say that the Patriots are better than the Spurs?
Rangers up 1-0.
All right, nice.
Still in the second. So when we come back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, we'll continue the NBA talk, some recent news. We'll talk about a little bit about the MLB injuries, and we'll get to the NFL and NHL as well. You're listening to the producers, Pete Considori, Chris Pavona, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome back to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We are the producers, and yes, I turned my mic on this time. It worked out well.
I almost did it.
Chris Pavona downstairs. He's going to be switching upstairs in the next hour.
Yeah.
Pete Considori here. I'll be moving downstairs.
Is it weird that
we're a show on the run?
Pete, is it weird that I get really like amped up by video game style music?
That's not weird. It's what you like.
It's funny because we like to kind of pull back and go behind the scenes here at FNTSY. Through certain issues, we were having problems with getting some songs to be played during our, you know, our ins and outs breaks. And I found the idea, you know what? We can't play this. I'm going to get their 8-bit versions. The MIDI versions from like 1990.
That works. I heard a little Five Finger Death Punch in there.
Yeah, that was Five Finger Death Punch
punches, that Cha-Cha commercial is funny. It also kind of makes me think a bagel-sized hole is really not that big of a hole. So how tiny is his fist?
I don't know. Are we comparing it to Trump's hands?
Let's not go there.
Then they're probably huge.
Welcome back. Just want to go quickly for this past week, transactions that's happened in the NBA. The Nuggets have traded Jusef Nurkic. Am I saying that right? I apologize if I'm not. And a 2017 first-round draft pick to Portland for Mason Plumlee and a 2018 second-round draft pick and cash. Cavaliers have traded Chris Anderson and cash to Charlotte for a protected 2017 second-round draft pick. That happened Monday. On Tuesday...
Is that the Birdman, Chris Anderson? I thought he retired. Is it? Anderson?
We can look that up.
Chris Anderson... Oh. No, that's him.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he is retired.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, the Serge Ibaka trade went down. You got Toronto got him from Orlando for Terrence Ross and a 2017 first-round draft pick. The Grizzlies recalled... oh, geez. I can't read. Wade Baldwin, the fourth. Deonta Davis and...
I'm sorry, Pete. I would be helping you, but I'm also looking at a few other things, and I'm actually getting ready for our polls coming up in the next
there
hour.
You go. And Jarrell Martin from Iowa. The Heat have named Shane Battier Director of Basketball Development and Analytics, so that's pretty cool. Nothing happened yesterday or the day before or today yet.
Shane Battier always scared me.
Why?
Well... If you take a look at Shane Battier, you take a look at
Birdman.
Look,
didn't scare you?
Well, Birdman is
Birdman.
Just, yeah, exactly. Birdman's Birdman. You know, anybody who has a tattoo on their neck that just says "Free Bird" all the way across, I can't really take seriously. I'm not saying he's a bad ball player. I remember
he really likes Lynyrd Skynyrd. I don't.
Well, of course he does.
I mean, that's
look at him. But Shane Battier, see, Shane Battier was like that. He kind of creeped me out in like. You almost would see he might have a windowless van that says free candy on the side.
Or, that's not nice.
Or he might be one of those guys that...
That's not nice.
Okay, well, all right, I'm going to dial it back a little bit. He looks more like a guy that wants to rob a bank, and that's why he has the windowless van.
Jeez.
I always...
Well, congratulations to Shane Battier for getting that position.
Yes, congratulations.
Let's go over to the baseball league, the Major League Baseball Association. It's not even that, is it?
Okay.
No, I'm just going to call it that. So Major League Baseball news, Betances and the Yankees. That was fun.
Yeah, well, this is...
Contracts going to arbitration, and then the Yankees say, hey, we're going to have a press conference, and we're going to tell them that we won.
Now, the weird thing is this. I never understood the arbitration in Major League Baseball. And I know it's money, and I can't understand why this got so crazy and why it's become such a big deal, only except for the fact that it's the Yankees. If Dellin Betances was playing for the Angels, or if he was playing for the Tampa Bay Rays, or if he was even if he was playing for the Chicago Cubs, I can't see this arbitration issue being such a big deal. The other problem is this. Why did they make this a press conference?
I don't know, but
I've never seen an arbitration.
I didn't even know you had press conferences for an arbitration of a contract.
You just see it on the ticker on SportsCenter or any of the other
right. You just see it real quick.
Yeah.
Just so you know what's going on with players' contracts.
But this is the problem now is that with what Betances did and what the Yankees have done, they have made an unnecessary problem. And listen, everybody just wants any reason to rip apart the Yankees. Whether it's A-Rod, whether it's been, I don't know, Derek, you know, people have been making fun of Derek Jeter now because he's going to be a father for the first time in his life. So what? I'm just starting to think that people are just starting to run out of reasons to hate the Yankees. So now
the Yankees did this to themselves. I don't know why they had to make, like we said, why make it a press conference? Why?
My guess is
they did it to themselves. They opened themselves up to criticism once they did that.
But you know what? Even Betances kind of opened himself up to criticism.
I'm saying the Yankees in general, player, everything. They opened themselves up to this. I mean, this is kind of a little off topic. We were talking about how like during the one-day break or whatever before playoffs, how Odell Beckham went to Miami or something, and he posted on Instagram. You know something's going to happen when you post it on Instagram. George Kurtz was talking about this this morning on Row Experts in the Morning.
Yeah.
You know, once you say, hey, let's get a press conference about this arbitration, no matter what you say, it's going to be criticized, it's going to be looked at, and I don't know. I don't think the Yankees did a good job of it. I think it should have just been, all right,
well,
we had an arbitration hearing, and we won. That's the end of it.
The interesting thing is I'm actually reading a article right now from Ken Rosenthal, and he says here that the arbitration system is pretty much broken, and that's why you have this craziness going around with the Yankees and Betances. Really, what they're talking about is, so here it is. The arbitration panel awarded Betances in the first years of the arbitration. The Yankees offered $3 million rather than his request for $5 million. So in the end, we're all talking about just another $2 million.
Right.
I don't understand how I know that the Yankees are trying to be a little bit more budget friendly, and they're trying to, I guess they want to get under the luxury tax in Major League Baseball. But you're talking about $2 million for a guy who throws heat. Him and Aroldis Chapman are going to be your ultimate closers here. Why is this such a big problem, Yankees? Give the guy, you know what? Get the guy $4 million. There you go. Meet halfway. There's that song by the Black Eyed Peas. Can you meet me halfway? I don't know the rest of the words. I don't really like the song. I don't really like the Black Eyed Peas. I just know that there's a song called Can You Meet Me Halfway?
Trivia.
Yeah, I know. But we're coming up on the break here. Maybe we should tell people what we're doing next.
So next, we're actually going to... It's a good idea. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So yeah, so next we're going to actually go back to what we did last week on the TV bracket, the greatest of all-time TV playing rounds that we were talking about. Dave Martinez, a shot caller, started that up. But when we come back, we're going to start with that, and then we're also going to play a new game, Real or Fake News. Stick around. The producers here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.